the September meeting of the Cherry Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Okay, second. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Okay, second item is approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of August 7th, 2012. I was not present. I was in Korea at the time, so if the two other members who were here would like to make a motion or suggest any changes, that would be great. Okay, there's a motion to approve the minutes of August 7th. Is there a second? Okay, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye. Okay, opposed? All right, persons to address the commission. Is there anybody to address the commission? Don't see a big crowd out there. All right, old business. First item under old business is the P&Z vacancy. I believe the council has approved Thomas
Tyson.
Tyson, okay, to fill the vacancy. And I think the next agenda item is the swearing-in process.
I, Thomas D. Tyson.
I, Thomas D. Tyson.
Swear that I will support and maintain.
Swear that I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Consistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
As a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
For the town of Cherry Beach.
For the town of Cherry Beach.
There's just plenty of remorse.
And we'll
get
to
the congratulations.
Thank
and please be happy.
Thank you.
All right, excellent. Next agenda item under old business is the King Avenue plan. This is the update regarding the dates of the joint workshop, update regarding visit to Sunset Beach. To kind of fill in, Tom, I'm not sure if you, is Tom okay?
Yes.
Tom, okay. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what this is, because this really is our kind of our large agenda item. There's been a lot of discussion about changing K Avenue into a mixed-use sort of thing, with the idea of the opportunity to have more kind of commercial or retail activities, but then living space on top. So we originally had a workshop probably about 6 months ago, I think, right now, which was attended, I think, by four individuals, some property owners and so forth. They seem to be more concerned about the sidewalk issue than the mixed use issue. Overall, I think it ended on a very positive note, and we were asked by the council to continue looking at whether we want to do a mixed use type of process. Over the last couple of months, a number of us have kind of looked at some other issues or other cities that have done this. I think the combination is not only a mixed use, but also some architectural requirements. If we do go to a mixed use, that we would be asking folks that may want to build a mixed use type of use in that particular area, that they would have some sort of a kind of an architectural theme. That's called form-based planning, when we have the architectural themes and so forth. So anyway, that's we've been talking about having a joint session with the council, and I guess we have agreed upon October 2nd. Again, I wasn't present for that, so but that's certainly fine with me. And it sounds like that would be our regular P&Z time. Okay, mm-hmm. It would be at 6:30 instead of 7 o'clock.
Right.
Okay. And just looking very quickly here, it says that the notice will be published for that meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that will be
done. Notice will be published, yes.
Notices will be published. Mm-hmm. And committees invited to attend. So are we inviting committees or
yes.
Which committees? All committees?
You can name the committees. We can limit it to
parking.
Beautification. Just tell me which ones and I'll send an email to those committee chair people.
I think certainly the parking and beautification would be appropriate.
Okay. Nancy, do you have any other suggestions?
Sure, you want beautification there too?
Well, since we're talking about form-based planning, we probably should have them there. Yeah, because That is a beautification issue.
We need more than an hour and a half. Need more like 4 hours, so.
With beautification?
That's a lot of people sit around for an initial meeting, that's all I'm trying to say.
It's just the chair people are going to be invited.
Just the chairs?
Just the chairs.
Just the chairs, yes.
Just the chairs will be invited.
And I believe that I would be the chairman of that.
I think council will be running it.
Council will be running it?
Yes.
Okay, well then it might take a long time. If I was going to chair it, it would.
Craig, it'll be just like the last session that you had where you both called your respective meetings to order and you took turns.
Okay.
Since it's your workshop.
Okay, so we're going to invite the chair people for the parking and the beautification committee. And notices will be published on that. Okay? All right. Update regarding visit to Sunset Beach. Dennis and I did go down to Sunset Beach. And you know, I'll go ahead and summarize that. Actually, it was a very informative meeting. Sunset Beach is a beautiful community. They've done a lot of nice things down there. It's it's well organized, well planned, and very pretty. The mixed use area that they have was a little bit different than what we have because they actually had a large plot of undeveloped land that was owned by one developer, which was not on Main Street going into Sunset Beach. And this is actually pre-bridge, so this is the area of development prior to the bridge going into Sunset Beach, which is also part of the town of Sunset Beach. And so you've got the main road going in that was actually developed, this area probably about 30, 40 years ago. And then one block off of that, you had a very large tract of land. So what they did is they did a mixed-use zoning for that particular area, and it was built up very nicely. It almost looks like Mayfair, a small version of Mayfair there, where they had the shops, and they had some residential on top, and they had some other type of very well-planned sort of things. Overall, they have a lot of success with that. They're very proud of that, and it seems to be one of the key points and focal points on the entry into Sunset Beach. However, it is different from what we're doing, which is kind of overlaying the district on top of an existing developed area. I believe that Dennis, when we were there, we grabbed all the zoning requirements. It is a form-based sort of thing, so it's not only a mixed-use zoning, but also a form-based planning. So we have this from Sunset Beach right there, and you can see that, they did a real nice job on it. I also, does anybody have any questions about Sunset Beach before I talk about Riceville Beach? Nope? Okay. Dennis will be back for our October 2nd joint workshop, so I'm sure they'll have a lot more to say about that. But I think the key issue is that this is a bottom-up development, mixed-use type of situation rather than overlay type of situation. Also, their height limitation is either 40 or 45 feet there.
50.
This is a 50 feet open. Yeah. So it is certainly larger. I did talk with Riceville Beach because I was aware that they had done a mixed-use overlay in Riceville Beach. So I talked with Lori Rosebrook, who's the chairperson for the Riceville Beach Planning and Zoning Commission there. And she was kind of very interesting. She said that they did an overlay on their, I don't have the exact districts that they did it on, but they did it 5 years ago, very similar to what we've done right here. And they have not had a single request for the mixed use. So they haven't had anything happen, even though they've had it in existence for 5 years. In order to try to encourage more mixed use, she was telling me that they are actually going to propose, they have a 40-foot height limit in Riceville Beach right now. They are proposing to the council that they relax that 40-foot to try to get more encouragement for mixed use, that people can go up to 45 or 50 feet there. But in terms of doing that, they've got to trade off with some green sort of elements. So if somebody wants to go above 40 feet right now in the mixed-use zone, that they're going to have to put more landscaping or solar energy or something like that. That has not been passed. That's in discussions right now in the workshops in Riceville Beach. But I think one of the key things is that they've had a mixed-use overlay now for 5 years, and they haven't had a single proposal for the mixed-use process right there. And so again, they're trying to encourage more by relaxing the height requirement within Riceville Beach. And again, that represents an issue here because we can't do that. So those are kind of the two, I think, local mixed-use things that we could find that are beach communities within the North Carolina coastal area. So I'll find out more information, specific information, get the zoning, mixed-use zoning overlay for Riceville Beach. I'll find out exactly where the overlay takes place in Riceville Beach and also talk to Lori in more detail, especially scheduled to meet with her face-to-face in the next week or two. And find out more about what they're talking about in terms of trying to encourage more mixed-use activities there. Any questions about Riceville Beach? No? Okay.
Craig, I'm curious, does Southport have a overlay district?
They do have a mixed-use district down there. I don't know how they do it. It certainly might be something, you know, worth... because they do have an area where they do have the residential on top of it.
Yeah, I've seen one.
Yeah. It might be worth kind of checking on before our joint workshop. You want
to
do it?
Okay.
Probably the best thing is simply call the director of planning or the building inspector down there and ask about the mixed use and get a copy of the zoning. You should be able to get a copy of the zoning right off our website and just kind of scroll through and see if they do have a mixed use overlay there and then talk to the director there about their impressions of success, failures, recommendations, and so forth. And I think that would be a fairly full October 2nd meeting. We can talk about Riceville Beach, we can talk about Sunset Beach. If we talk about Southport, I mean, that certainly kind of captures the local communities, and then we can just get a sense about that. Is that something the council still wants to pursue?
And Southport has some great looking buildings that mixed use.
Yes. Any further discussions about K Avenue in our meeting October 2nd?
Well, some. The workshop, are we going to have, are we just going to wing it? Are we going to have some?
Well, I think we have talked about having a little something a little more formal, you know, for that workshop. I think if we, you know, maybe what I'll do is I'll ask Dennis to put together like a quick PowerPoint that might be useful or a handout. Do you want to do PowerPoints or do you want to do a handout?
We can do either. I think that'd be smart to have some sort of agenda to go through.
I think PowerPoints would be good to get a little more formal, if that's okay. If we can maybe plan to have a PowerPoint.
Y'all took quite a few pictures down there, didn't you? Or did you not?
I don't know if Dennis took pictures or not.
Seems like he told me he did.
I think we were taking pictures, yeah. I took some pictures on my phone, but I believe he was out taking pictures. And I can do the same thing in Riceville Beach. I can go over to Riceville Beach once we get that. So what I'll do is I'll ask Dennis to put together, you know, 6-7 slide thing for Sunset. Again, I was down in Sunset, but I was there at the same trip, and I know Dennis was trying to pull that together. And then what I'll do is I'll do the same thing for Riceville Beach, and maybe if you want to find anything useful down in Southport.
I just did a quick search on Southport's ordinances for mixed use. I didn't come up with anything.
You didn't come up with anything with mixed use?
I'm talking overly district.
Go give a call. Okay.
And you got the PFB stuff done?
Yes, I
do. Well, I guess what are we ultimately going to try to accomplish at this workshop?
What we really want to accomplish is, does the council, given that what we found, and I think there's some key points, is that Sunset Beaches was done in a bottom-up development, and not as an overlay into an existing. I mean, it is impressive. I mean, they've done a great job. It looks really nice. It's a focal point for the entry into Sunset Beach, but it is a single developer mixed-use process in a chunk of land that wasn't developed. Riceville Beach tried to do mixed-use, and, you know, it sounds to me, when I talk with Lori, very similar to what we're trying to do here, and they haven't had any nibbles in 5 years on it. And so they're trying to do things right now to encourage that, and that clearly means adjusting the height. So I think after that, and if we find anything about Sunset Beach, after that, I think we got to get some direction from the council as to whether they want us to pursue this. I mean, we can pursue it, but I think they have to recognize that if we're doing an overlay, the Riceboro Beach experience may be kind of an indicator of what might happen here. It'd be very slow type of process.
Do you plan on giving them like the new council members a quick education?
We've got a couple of council members that have
a district that like what that means and all that stuff.
Yeah, I can do that. So what I'll do is I'll do a quick overview of form-based planning and what overlay districts are, and then we can talk about Sunset Beach's experience, Riceboro Beach's experience. We can talk about if Southport has anything. They may not have a mixed use, but I know they have mixed use there.
I'm looking right now, they might be doing the same thing that we were doing here. In their business district, it actually says single-family residents are in allowable use.
Are not?
Are.
So what they've done is they actually have a business zoning that allows residential.
It's like they're integrating it.
Without calling it mixed use.
Kind of what we've been doing, from what I'm seeing right here anyway.
Well, anyway, it might be worth giving them a call and then looking at that. So
yeah, there's at least a half a dozen buildings there that are mixed use.
Do you think we should leave out any mention of Riceboro Beach in covering the height limit increase?
No, I think that, they haven't done it. They're in discussions right now. Okay.
But you know that that'll...
Right.
So there'll be one person in the crowd that'll pick up.
I would just mention that that's what Riceboro Beach is looking at, Bill.
Yeah, in terms of trying to encourage, that they haven't had anything happen in 5 years, and so they're trying to figure out how to encourage more mixed use. And, one of the things they're looking at is increasing the height limit in terms of trading off for, I don't know what they mean by green. This is a couple email conversations I've had with Lori.
Okay.
But I'll find out more about that. All right, so we'll, if we can target maybe a week before October 2nd, that would be September, what would be a week before? And I'll shoot Dennis a email, suggest that maybe we can get all the kind of PowerPoints put together at that particular time.
September 25th.
September 25th. So let's target September 25th to having the PowerPoints. People can send them to me and I'll just go ahead and integrate it all together in one presentation. Agenda item, old business, number C, potential ordinance revisions. We've got two that have been kind of floating out there. One is the driveway. John, you want to talk about that one? That's yours.
Yes, sir. Went through the driveway up along, so we just took out that last sentence that everybody was concerned with, and we'd like to push forward with them. They were okay with it. So.
Okay. You did a motion and approval from us, because this originally came through, us, through PMZ, we voted to pass it to the council. You need us to...
Council sent it back. And then
to PMZ.
Right.
To order you.
To you.
To us, okay.
You did it last month.
We did it last month, voted to send it back to council, and now council has scheduled a public
hearing. Okay, so there's nothing we need to do on that.
No, sir.
Okay. How about roof pitch?
Roof pitch, I'm not sure if you're privy to that. Due to new building regulations, and also Alan came to me as well as a couple other builders. We're worried that with the current roof pitch that we have, how many are going to be able to maximize the amount of houses they're allowed to have on their lot due to the floodplain. And so we went through, and right now the ordinance just says minimum roof pitch shall be 412 in Curie Beach. We added another line that said oceanfront properties are allowed to have a 312 pitch. All that's doing is, with the new building code, you have to have a 1 foot freeboard above the base flood elevation. And this just allows them, what do we figure, 32 inches additional, 32 inches that they'll be able to play with on the oceanfront in order to meet the requirement and get 3 stories out of the match.
Okay, so it looks like from the minutes that motion was made, it was carried, and that's been sent to the...
Yes.
Okay, so then this is, there's no action on any of these things here, it's more information.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sure. All right. Any further discussion on those two informational items on driveway and roof pitch? So that'll be discussed and voted upon at the next council meeting. Okay, agenda item number 6 is new business. Is there any new business? I don't think there's anything that has been submitted. New business. Okay. I guess we'll talk this under member items. Next is member items. The only thing I'm going to mention there is when I was down at Sunset Beach and talking to Lori, I mentioned our new alternative energy ordinance, and they were both quite excited about that and have asked for copies, or I've gotten copies of our alternative energy, because they're starting to address exactly the same issue. So, you know, our ordinance may become the model for many of the communities up and down the coast here.
Always a new one.
Any other member items? No? Okay. Unless there's any further discussion, I guess we're at the adjournment stage of the motion. So, somebody like the motion? This should be your very first motion.
All right, motion.
Motion to adjourn. All right. Is there a second to the motion to adjourn?
Second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, opposed? Motion carries.
No, we've had like 10-minute meetings.
Yeah.